If the race had been run fairly, there would have been no manipulation by either side.
It's hard to put, truthfully, a whole lot of fault on those that did it.
Who was your favorite owner? And if you answer that, I'll kill you.
Mark Caro and PRN's Garage Pass.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Check us out at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
There were a number of discussions out in Phoenix about the race manipulation that happened the week before at Martinsville and the big penalties that were eventually given out. Denny Hamlin doesn't feel the three drivers involved really should be blamed.
It's hard to put, truthfully, a whole lot of fault on those that did it because they're kind of doing what they're told and what they're not told, right? They just know kind of the protocol in which it goes by. So there were penalties. Whether that deters that stuff going forward, still TBD.
Christopher Bell was initially a beneficiary of the manipulation, but thought Bubba Wallace had been pushed into helping his cause to make the final four.
We should never have been in that spot in the first place, and that's what I go back to. If the race had been run fairly, there would have been no manipulation by either side. Our hands were forced by hands of our other competitors.
And when NASCAR decided he had made a Ross Chastain Hail Melon type of move, which caused him to miss the championship four, Bell strongly believes they were wrong.
I hate calling the last lap a move because it was not a move. My intentions were never to ride the wall. I didn't gain an advantage riding the wall. It was not a move. I don't believe that I broke the rule.
Meanwhile, the top five vote-getters for the Cup Series Most Popular Driver Award have been released. In the group, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, there's a shocker, Kyle Larson, and Martin Truex Jr.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
With the race, the last as a full-time NASCAR driver out in Phoenix, Martin Truex Jr. was part of a press conference and sitting right beside him was team owner Joe Gibbs, who decided it was time for him to be a reporter.
Yeah, I had a question.
Uh-oh.
Who was your favorite owner? And if you answer that, I'll kill you. Because I think I was going to be fifth on the list.
I don't think so.
No, listen, I just want to say to everybody, this guy, many times in our meetings the day after, tough things happen. That guy's personality and the way he handles things was a real champion. And we just all really appreciate him. And we're looking forward to whatever we can talk him into doing next year. But really, a class act.
Mark Garrow and PRN's Garage Pass, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is helping to drive veterans' lives forward through their Keys to Progress program.